Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi. Today we're continuing to learn Masech the Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. And we're going to discuss what is the Iker, the most important part of the Sukkah. In fact, Rashi says Sukkah is a derivation of the word Schach. That is, Schach is really what is the integral, important part of the Sukkah. And the walls are just needed in order to support the Schach and to create a structure. But really, it's the Schach that make it a kosher Sukkah. And there are a number of rules that are important to understand and know that teach us what qualifies as kosher schach and what doesn't, which we'll lay out in Mishnah Dalet. But suffice it to say, just for the minute, schach cannot be made of something that can be kabel tumah, that can become contaminated, which is really any sort of garment or beged, as we'll see, or any item that is fashioned and formed by a human being. It has, as in, schach has to be something that's natural, that has not been fashioned yet. So a chair does not work, but a stick does work. And then you can probably start thinking, well, what about a beam? Are we in that liminal area where it's not a item, but it kind of already is starting to be an item? Well, that's not for that. We won't discuss that now, but that's where the discussion may come with beams, with even bamboo, perhaps bamboo mats. Is that a mat you can sit on? Or no, it's just a collection strung together of sticks. So that's where that's all coming from, because it can't be Bekamal Tumah. What's Bekamal Tumah? Something that's made by man, as in a natural item that then is fashioned into an actual utensil. And then how do you define what utensil is? So that's where the beams would come in. It also cannot be something that's attached to the ground, as in it has to be trees, but it can't be trees attached to the ground. More on this to come. If a person spreads a sheet, yes, comes from cotton, perhaps, which came from the ground, but at this point, once it's woven into a sheet, it can be kabel tumah. A person spreads a sheet over the schach to protect the people inside the sukkah because of the sun. Or they spread it below the schach to catch the leaves and twigs that may be falling from the schach. You don't want to end up in your soup. Or you spread a canopy over a four-posted bed. You have one of those beds that has four posts, and you spread a canopy over, like a princess. Pesula, it's invalid, because in the first two cases, you're covering the schach with something that's unfit for schach, whereas in the latter case, you're basically below another roof. Then it's okay. If you spread it over a two-poster bed, then it's okay. And the reason for that is because when you have a four-poster bed, you've essentially created a roof. A two-poster bed, so the two posts are in the middle. Then you have a beam or some sort of rod running through from one post to the other. And when you spread the sheet over it, it falls over and slopes down. And it's not a canopy as much as it's kind of like not a flat roof, but it's a sloping down canopy. And therefore, that's not considered a roof. So what's considered fit for schach?
If a person sees they have a grapevine or ivy or a gourd vine that is growing next to their sukkah, so they kind of just move it and they spread it over their sukkah without detaching it,
Pesula, it's invalid, because a plant is kosher only so long as it's detached from the ground.
What if there's more schach, more valid schach than the vine?
Or he cuts the plant, kosher, it's kosher. In the first case, it's kosher because we say it's mixed in. In the second case, it's kosher because at this point, you've severed it from the ground.
Zeh klal, this is the most important part. This is the rule. Kosher mekabel tumah, ein gedol min ha'aretz, ein mechsach bo. If you have anything that's mekabel tumah, or does not grow from the ground, it's plastic, it's or metal, so then it can't be used for schach. Or if it's something attached to the ground, or you have something that's not bekabel tumah, such as a natural item, a stick, and it does grow from the ground, assuming it's detached, then you could indeed use it as schach. I wish you all a wonderful day.